Washington, AP, federal agencies must develop plans to eliminate employee positions, according to a memo distributed by President Donald Trump's administration that sets in motion what could become a sweeping realignment of American government. The memo expands the Republican president's effort to downsize the federal workforce, which he has described as bloated and impediment to his agenda. Thousands of probationary employees have already been fired, and now his administration is turning its attention to career officials with civil service protection. Agencies are directed to submit by March 13 their plans for what is known as a reduction in force, which would not only lay off employees but eliminate the position altogether. The result could be extensive changes in how government functions. The federal government is costly, inefficient, and deeply in debt, said the memo from Russell Vought, director of the White House's Office of Management and Budget, and Charles Ezell, acting director of the Office of Personnel Management, which functions as a human resources agency. At the same time, it is not producing results for the American public. Trump foreshadowed this goal in an executive order that he signed with Elon Musk, the billionaire entrepreneur who is advising Trump on overhauling the government. The order said agency leaders shall promptly undertake preparations to initiate large-scale reductions in force, or RIF. Some departments have already begun this process. The General Services Administration, which handles federal real estate, told employees on Monday that a reduction in force was underway and they would everything in our power to make your departure fair and dignified. The memo came as Trump prepared for the first cabinet meeting of his second term. He planned to include Musk, who oversees the so-called Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt told reporters that all of the cabinet secretaries take the advice and direction of DOGE. They'll be providing updates on their efforts, and they'll also be providing updates on what they're doing at their agencies in terms of policies and implementing the promises that the president made on the campaign trail, Leavitt said. Musk has caused turmoil within the federal workforce, most recently by demanding that employees justify their jobs or risk getting fired. OPM later said that the edict was voluntary. Chris Magarian, The Associated Press.